Hey, hello everyone, and welcome to another episode of Eagles Power Hour. I know I've been MIA. I've been gone for like a week and a half doing the show. There's obviously been some big time news since I've last recorded. I've been super busy. I'm reaching my last 2 3 weeks of school here in Moscow, so I've been busy as all heck trying to figure out some leasing stuff. And so I've been small. I've been just absolutely smothered with stuff I had to do, and so the podcast took a little bit of back seat. But hey, we're here to talk now. And man, there's been obviously some big time news. Dan Munson has been hired as Eastern Washington's new head basketball coach. We'll get to that toward in the second half of the episode. First, I'm going to talk a little football because I, being me, I'm always going to want to talk football whenever I can. But I don't have a ton to add, honestly, on kind of the spring stuff that I've seen so far. I haven't been able to get back up to another spring ball practice just because of how busy I've been. And so, I think I'm just waiting for the spring game this Friday. I'm recording this Monday. Super excited to watch the Eagles on the red again on Friday. That should be a great, great time. I'm excited to see kind of more some live action stuff. I've seen a little bit. I've seen a decent amount, and but I haven't been able to watch in the last 2 weeks. And so, a team can grow a lot in 2 weeks of in 2 weeks of spring football, especially like this defense. They're just young and trying to figure things out. And so they've had a few struggle bus practices, but then they've also had some great practices. So, I'm excited to watch them play more of a split squad type thing and just see how things go from just a live perspective. So really excited for that. But I mean, that's mainly what we got for a spring football update. I don't really have a ton there. But one thing I do want to hit on, so defensive line coach was one of the only positions that hasn't been like officially announced football wise. There's been a guy there that has been clearly a defensive line coach at practice, and I just could not figure out for the life of me who he was. All of the only information I could get from, just watching practice was, hey, this is Coach Johnson, which is obviously not the most unique name of all time to figure out who someone is. So, it took me a while, but I finally figured out who our new defensive line coach is. Our new defensive line coach is Jalen Johnson. I'm going to pull up his previous, what's it called here? Excuse my awkward transition here. There we go. So Jalen Johnson, he was previously the defensive tackles coach at Weber State. He's been around the program here for about a month now or 2 months-ish, something like that. He's been at every defensive line practice. A bunch of recruits are starting to tag him now. He has Eastern football, Eastern D-line coach in his Twitter bio now. And so I'm confident saying that this is actually the guy. But Jalen Johnson, he played at University of Washington. He coached as like a GA at UW for a couple of years there. Then he joined Weber State staff in 2023, coached there for 1 year. And now he is a defensive line coach at Eastern Washington. I really don't know much about him. I mean, he's been around and he definitely seems like a solid coach from what I've seen so far, but he hasn't been around for a ton. There's not a ton in his background to really go off of. He's a young up-and-coming guy. He's a Centennial High School grad, just a powerhouse down there in California in that same conference with all the Modern Days and St. John's Boscos and all those guys. So, same high school as I believe as Samurai Anderson, current Eastern linebacker. But I don't have a ton to add here, man. He seems like he plays the part and does a good job, but we'll see here with how this defensive line continues to go. I think he has a really talented group in there, contrary to what your average Big Sky fan might say about the Eastern D line. I think this Eastern D line is going to surprise some people this year, in terms of their physicality and their ability to rush the passer, because I think that's going to be a surprise for a lot of non, Eastern fans, I guess, in the Big Sky. I think that's kind of all we got in terms of actual like current football for right now. I mean, I apologize, guys. I have not had time to get up to practice, and it's tough, man. I really wish I could. I love sitting out there and watching football, but I just haven't been able to do it. You know, I think the current how we're feeling about things is probably about the same. I think we're going to see marginal improvement defensively, and I think we're going to see a pretty big improvement offensively, and I think that plus a very favorable schedule when it's all said and done, if Eastern has a six-game stretch of, I believe it's Nevada, Idaho, Montana, Montana State, Sac State, Davis. I believe that those are the six teams, if I haven't said six teams there. And if they can go 500 in those games and win the games that they should, and when you're talking about a Northern Colorado, you're talking about probably an Idaho State, an NAU, those games that they should win those games without a question if they're considering themselves a good team. That's 8-4, 9-3. If you can go 500 in that six-game stretch, which would be tough. I mean, it's going to be a tough stretch to go 500. I think this Eagle team can be anywhere from, you know, 6-6 to 9-3, just depending on how that six-game stretch goes. And if we have a dumb brain-dead moment like that Idaho State game where we go out to this big lead and then all of a sudden they come back and beat us. Stuff like that, that can't happen this year. But I think we caught most of the tough teams. We avoided Weber State, but we got most of the tough teams on our schedule, but luckily we got most of them at home. You got Idaho on the road and Sac State on the road, but everyone else is at home in Cheney, all those tough teams, the Montana State, and the Davis. And so I'm really hoping that we can at least pick off one of those three games. I'm hoping for two of those games. I'm never going to predict Montana to ever win on the red. That's just who I am and how I operate. So, you know, I'm really hoping to beat at least Montana and Davis. I think beating Montana and Montana State on the red isn't out of the realm of possibility when it comes to just how things go on the red typically for Eastern Washington. Moving on to some more, you know, fun news. Former Eastern Washington quarterback Eric Meyer has been elected to the Big Sky Hall of Fame. So Eric Meyer, he played in the early 2000s. He was a 2004 Big Sky Conference MVP. Guys, I was born in 2003, so I don't necessarily remember him playing, but I definitely remember the posters of him I had on my wall growing up and hearing about Eric Meyer, the guy that threw for, 10,000 yards in his Big Sky career, winning the Walter Payton Award. He kind of was like the original high-flying quarterback that Eastern Washington had that kind of he was the foundation of the legacy of the Eastern quarterbacks. You go Eric Meyer, then you go Matt Nichols, and you go Vernon Adams, but Levi Mitchell in there. You know, you have this long string of just elite quarterbacks in the Big Sky, and I think Meyer kind of feels like the guy that, and this is no disrespect for the people before him, and this is just probably just because this is where I kind of, that's how far back my Eastern football knowledge really goes, is about 2003, 2004. So he feels like the guy that kind of laid that foundation when it comes to, you know, the quarterback position in Eastern Washington. And man, from all accounts, great dude. He's a coach now. He's coached with Coach Baldwin for a number of years. Now he is coaching with Coach Paul Wolf, another former Eag, his head coach at the time when he was at Eastern, coaching under Paul Wolf, as I believe he's the quarterback's coach and co-offensive coordinator at Cal Poly right now. A little EWU South action down there. Yeah, really, you know, happy for Eric Meyer. He's going to be officially inducted, I believe, in July, like July 20th. The Big Sky football kickoff going on. I believe it's like July 20th to 22nd going on in Spokane. Great location for that. I mean, if you guys have nothing to do, hop on over to Northern Quest and check that out, because it should be cool. Cool event. Cool to see an Eagle legend get put into the Big Sky Hall of Fame there. And I mean, he's a guy that deserves it, man. He had one of the best careers in terms of numbers any Eastern quarterback's ever had. 10,000, over 10,000 career pass yards, 84 touchdowns, and I believe he only threw a handful of picks. So, man, absolute stud, and really congrats to him for that honor. Okay, now we're moving on to basketball. So, obviously, Dan Monson, Dan Munson, excuse me, has been hired as the new men's basketball coach. Munson was one of the names that we had heard of prior, and me and Nick talked about them. Nick, Eastern reporter, current student at Eastern Washington. We kind of talked about Dan Munson as one of the three kind of names that we are really intrigued by that we heard. And, of course, the day after, I think it was the day of, actually, that we posted that, Munson was hired officially and announced and all that jazz. So, you know, I like it. I'm excited about it. I don't know if I really expected him to be the guy, but then we ended up getting some kind of inside info and seeing, like, oh, Dan Munson was on campus and all this stuff. And it's like, wow, I think Dan Munson's actually coming. And yeah, Dan Munson is going to be the next head coach at Eastern Washington basketball. Athletic director Tim Collins kind of talked about hiring of Munson as, you know, Munson aligned with the values that he wanted Eastern basketball to kind of stand on. You know, he wanted to build a culture. He wanted that stability and other things like that. He wanted someone with experience that can bring a little bit of stability. And, you know, I think Munson fits that build very, very well. Munson's a guy that you know is going to be around for a couple of years. He's probably not going to go take a Big Ten job or another, you know, P5, WCC job like a guy like Riley, like a guy like Legends. Like, everyone from that previous coaching tree has, you know, left Eastern for a bigger job. I think Munson's a guy that he's, you know, very likely going to kind of finish his head coaching career out in Cheney at Eastern Washington. He's coming back home. He's a guy that he began his coaching career at his head coaching career. He began that at Gonzaga. I'm sure many older Eag fans remember that run to the Elite Eight. And I believe it was 99, can't remember. But one of those years took Gonzaga to the Elite Eight. He was the man before Mark Few. And then, you know, went on to Minnesota. It was kind of in Minnesota. Then went to Long Beach State and has been at Long Beach State since. He got fired last year right before their conference tournament. And then all of a sudden his team, he kept coaching for, even though he was fired. So he's working for free, basically. And he took the team to the tournament all of a sudden, this Long Beach State team that wasn't expected to really be amazing in the tournament or anything like that. And, man, great story that, you know, it was pretty heavily covered last year during the tournament time. But, yeah, now he's the head man at Eastern Washington. And talk about a low-risk, high-reward hire. That's how Brian Marceau has put it. He's a very big Big Sky basketball fan, Idaho guy, but he follows Eastern very closely, being in that region. He's a Coeur d'Alene guy. And so, hey, man, it's tough to find a hire like that that's such a perfect fit when it comes to trying to find some stability. He's pretty low risk. You don't have to worry about him leaving. He's had more playoff appearances and postseason appearances in his career than Eastern has in its history. You know, talk about someone with a freaking resume. You know, that's something that you don't typically get at a school like Eastern Washington. Someone with such a deep resume and so many wins under the belt and just so many games under their belt. You know, it's a rare thing at a Big Sky school to have someone like that come down and play there or coach their final couple of years at a Big Sky school. There are some concerns with Munson. I mean, I'm very excited. I'm excited to see where things go with him because I don't know him very well as a younger guy that doesn't really pay attention to college basketball that much outside the Big Sky. And so, you know, I don't really know anything about how he's going to build his team and all that. We do have some word from Munson himself at his press conference that his son Maddox Munson will be coming over with him from Long Beach State. He was a player at Long Beach State. He didn't really play a ton, but the word was he's a great teammate. So, you know, we'll see. It sounds like that's going to be one of the roster spots filled. But he has a lot of roster building to do. You know, Eastern lost 90% of their minutes from last year. And so I'm excited to see what he does through the portal, through the recruiting game. And I'm excited to see who all he actually is left with on campus. Right now, it really sounds like that trio of freshmen that showed some signs but weren't necessarily, you know, pillars for this team last year in Sebastian Hartman, Mason Williams, and Vise Zonkey. They're the three that seem to be sticking around as of now. Sounds like they're going to be sticking around, particularly Mason Williams and Sebastian Hartman seem to be kind of the leaders of that group that hasn't left yet, or at least kind of the big names, just from what I've gathered kind of anecdotally, I guess. Really hoping for those guys to stick around. A guy like Sebastian Hartman to be just a defensive anchor, a guy like Mason Williams to be a good shooter from the outside and more of a true guard that we haven't had the last, you know, we didn't have last year really, other than I guess you could say Ellis, but whatever. Hey man, the word that I keep coming to is excited, and I'm not expecting the world to be lit on fire in 2024-25. It's going to be a tough task. I'd expect something around a 500 season next year if I'm, you know, from what I've gathered or whatever. But you can't set the bar too insanely high for a guy that is inheriting only 10% of the minutes from last year. If you've been paying attention on Twitter, most of these guys that left are headed to Wazoo. Coward has said Wazoo's the front runner. He hasn't officially announced anything yet. Luan Watts has committed to Wazoo. When you look at a guy like Ethan Price, he's committed to Wazoo. I think even like a couple of recruits that were, you know, thinking about Eastern have committed to Wazoo. A guy like Case Wynot, Mr. Basketball in Idaho. So, hey man, the cupboard was not exactly bare, but it lost a lot in a lot of guys that were going to be returning last year. And so it should be fun. I'm excited to see where he takes things, and we'll see where he goes. He's definitely going to be a lot different than a David Riley type guy. Munson's an older guy. He's, 62 years old. So it's going to be a lot different media wise. Riley's a very young guy. He's kind of, hip with the kids, or some old person saying that, he fits in with his players more like just as a buddy. And I think Munson's going to be more of a, more of a true coach when it's all said and done. And it'll be an interesting, different dynamic. But I got faith, man. Munson has the track record. He has the wins under his belt, and he has the decades of experience under his belt. So, we'll see where he ends up going, man. He has the potential, and he has the, he spoke a lot about the region being such a basketball region, a basketball-rich region, and he wants to put Eastern up there with the programs like a Wazoo, a Gonzaga, that have kind of taken over some of the spotlights the last couple of years. Think of a Wazoo making their tournament run. You think of a Gonzaga being Gonzaga when it comes to men's basketball. And he wants Eastern to be up there with those teams. And he said, even in his press conference, he said, "I want to beat Gonzaga." So, if that's the goal you're shooting for, you got to be really excited about what we can do to teams like an Idaho State, like a Cal Poly, and or not Cal Poly, I guess they're Big West, but Idaho State, Northern Colorado, the Big Sky teams that we see Eastern play year in and year out. I'm really excited to just see how Munson is able to attack the Big Sky as a very, very experienced head coach when it's all said and done. I wish I could have someone else on here to kind of talk about this. No one else has had time. Everyone's busy right now with work and with school and everything. So I just have not had the opportunity to get anyone on here to kind of talk about this and bounce back and forth about the hire. But so you guys just are stuck with me rambling for 20 minutes. But apologies again. Apologies for the long delay. It's a week and a half late when it comes to the Munson thing, which was a pretty big deal in Big Sky basketball. Unfortunately, I had to talk about it on Tubbs of the Club before I was able to talk about it on Eagles Power Hour. But I think that's all we got here. I'm excited. I think everyone should be, cautiously optimistic at the worst when it comes to Dan Munson. It's a very low risk, high reward type of hire. If he doesn't work out, he's reaching towards the end of his probably head coaching career as of now, and you can look forward and hopefully he's able to kind of build a little bit of that next Jim Hayford-ish coaching tree. Maybe not Jim Hayford coaching tree, because that's rare, but technically Dan Munson built the Mark Few, Like, Mark Few was in the Dan Munson tree? Question mark? You know what I mean? So, hey, it'll be interesting to see where Munson goes. And I think it kind of feels like he's going to be setting the groundwork for a new era of Eastern basketball, a new tree, and a new, you know, group of coaches to, you know, come over, and young guys to come in and take over this program and make it more of their own thing. Off the back of David Riley and Shante Leggins and Jim Hayford's success the last couple of years. But yeah, I think that's all we got, guys, today. A short episode. I know, I apologize. There's just not a lot to talk about. We're approaching that just black hole of, you know, May to, you know, August of just nothing to talk about. So, hey, man, if you guys have ideas or guests that you would like to hear from and stuff like that, let me know. You know, I don't know how often we're going to be getting new Eagles Power Hour episodes, just because there's not going to be a lot to talk about after the spring game. But, you know, maybe we'll do the occasional update when we get news from transfer portal commits and stuff like that coming up here the next couple of months, you know. Transfer portal's heating up for both basketball and football. There's been a lot of entries this last like week on the football side of things. And so it'll be interesting to see where the, you know, new head coaches kind of target guys, in the portal when it comes to defensive guys in football and then just the entire team in the basketball side of things. So, yeah, I that's all we got, guys. I hope to see people out at the spring football game on Friday, April 26th. The game starts at 6 p.m. It's free admission. I believe they're going to have concessions and stuff going on there as well, making things, you know, nice. I believe season tickets go on sale on the 26th, I could be wrong there. Can't remember. Lucas, if you're listening to this, just let me know. But, yeah, I think that's all we got, guys. Hope to see everyone out at the spring game, and go Eagles.